Hey everybody, this is Dominique. If you're ready to do more with your life and money, I want you to stay tuned. I have a guide called Creating Walkaway Wealth, and last week we began with equity compensation. This week we're going to dive into the famous 401k. Everybody has a 401k or a retirement plan of some sort. I want to walk through some strategies that will help you maximize the wealth that you build inside your 401k. Stay tuned.
Are you tired of feeling like there's more to life that you're just not experiencing? Are you unmotivated by keeping up with the status quo? Are you ready to start living intentionally with your finances and creating the life you want? Get ready for Experiencing Financial Contentment with Dominique Henderson, a podcast focused on helping you create margin for the life you want to live by putting your money where your heart is. Each week, Dominique will help you explore the decisions you make around money so that you can achieve better results. Now here's your host, Dominique Henderson.
Hey everybody, this is Dominique, owner and founder of DJH Capital Management, where we are helping our clients to achieve their ideal financial outcome, and host of this podcast, Experiencing Financial Contentment. So what we talk about here, we talk about everything, guys. We talk about anything having to do with financial literacy, economic empowerment, and personal development. Because my goal by doing this podcast is help you live your best life with your money, doing smart things around it. And sometimes that involves a little social indifference, like I like to call it, taking that red pill to leave the matrix of the average to do something that will create margin in your life. So we're going to do part two of a series I started last week entitled Creating Walkaway Wealth Strategies for the 401k. Last week we did equity compensation. So to catch up, you might want to look at some of that. But otherwise you can just kind of mosey on along with us. So, hello to my repeat watchers and listeners. And for all you new guys and gals today, thank you. Thank you for tuning in. Appreciate that very much. If you do want any residual information, I say this through the broadcast, you can obviously give me a call at 214-699-7599 extension 1, or schedule something. You go to the website djh-capital.com, and there's a nice fat schedule button there if you want to talk with us. So let's dive in today, because again, I'm doing this series because I just had so many have had literally hundreds of conversations with people, and a common theme is creating walkaway wealth, right? So when you get done with the dependence on your employer's income, you want different sources, right? So that you can go do what you want to do for 8 or 9 or 10 hours a day, right? So you may have rental real estate, you may have investment income, you may have a little side hustle that's not technically a job because you love it so much, all these different things encapsulate the idea of creating walkaway wealth, which is really, you know, very succinctly said, just building some margin in your life to live the life you want. And so there's several ways to do that while you're working. Like I said, last week we covered equity compensation of all sorts. This week we're going to talk about that 401k. Sometimes you don't have a 401k, but that's rare, I would say, amongst most companies. But you're going to have some type of employer qualified plan. We talked about the difference between non-qualified and qualified. Qualified plans basically give you some type of tax benefit to the employer and the employee from an IRS standpoint. And the 401k, 403b, 457, they all pretty much act the same way. We'll talk about the 401k because that probably hits the, I would say, the largest slice of my audience. And so they're distinguished by the fact that, first of all, they're called a defined contribution plan. And I've talked about this before, so let me give you a couple of reference points. The first would be episode 11 of the Financial Literacy Bootcamp. If you've been listening for a while, I'm taking you back a little bit. We weren't always branded as Experiencing Financial Contentment. Financial Literacy Bootcamp, episode 11, the not-so-obvious benefits of your 401k plan. And episode 42 of the Financial Literacy Bootcamp, the infamous 401k rollover, where I kind of walk through how to actually do a 401k rollover. So those are really good, I would say, addendums to this that you can add as supplements to your knowledge, because this is all about giving you free knowledge. So you got to think about it from this standpoint. The 401k is probably by far one of the biggest tax advantages, current tax breaks that you can have on a year-to-year basis as you're accumulating wealth. You know, so you start at age 25 working up until age, let's say 60, 65, whatever you want to work till. You know, and you're talking about, you know, every year income goes out, expenses go out, and you're taxed on sometimes the difference, but mostly just about what you made. You're looking for the biggest tax breaks possible. You know, stuff above the line that's not counted. You know, obviously itemized deductions, which are below the line, things of that nature. But above the line is the best bang for your buck. And I've talked about this too. So just go back and, you know, do some perusing on YouTube or on the blog, and we can get into some of those other stuff. But for brevity's sake, I want to talk about the three ways to maximize your employer retirement plan. Okay. The first one is pretty obvious. It's max it out. I mean, I know a lot of people that give me, you know, I don't know. They argue with me. They debate with me on the merits of, you know, maxing out the 401k, and I don't have the investment choices and blah, 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 blah. The best advice here is to max it out, because when you max it out, for 2018, you get a $18,500 deduction. So whatever you make, subtract $18,500 from that, and that's what you get taxed on. So that's the best way, I would say, explain that. It's a pre-tax deduction, as long as you obviously are using a pre-tax 401k. So I would advise that. That gives you the best current tax deduction you're probably going to get while you're working. And in most cases, and I'm gonna cover this in I think part three or part four of this series, I can't remember exactly from my notes, but in most cases, you're leaving some money on the table, because most employers match up to a certain percentage. They might match up, you know, 100% up to 6%, or maybe 100% up to 3%, or whatever. But that's money that is free to you that you essentially earn 100% return on. I mean, just, you know, there's different ways to slice it, but basically you earn 100% of it. This is free money. So that's another reason why you need to max it out. Another strategy besides maxing it out would be, some plans allow for what are called after tax contributions. And I'll try to remember to put this in the show notes, but I did a short little video with how this works, and I'll try to remember to put that in there, like I said. But basically, you have, let's just use round numbers, 54,000. I think it's actually 54,500 or either 53,500 for 2018 that you're allowed to go into a qualified plan like a 401k. 18,500 comes from you, which we know about. Then the employer gets to do his contributions. So that limit typically puts somebody around 35-ish, depending on how much you make, obviously. But usually, if sometimes in the fine print of the plan, you can, and this is what financial advisors and people like myself are for, to read through that fine print and uncover these gems, you can put money in that you've paid taxes on, meaning that it comes out of your take-home pay. But you can put that into a segregated account away from your 401k, still in the same bucket of your 401k, but it's just an after-tax contribution. And when you leave that employer, you can roll that over to a Roth IRA. And that benefit obviously gives you no taxable distributions and growth-free tax, all the growth is tax-free. That's what I'm trying to say. So, and no minimum required distributions at 70.5, like a normal qualified plan or IRA. So those are good things. And if you have that ability, usually you should take advantage of, especially if you're highly compensated, because if you're thinking you make 250, you know, 53,500 goes into, or 18,500 rather, goes into a 401k, what happens to the rest of the money that you want to put away pre-tax or into some type of qualified plan? Well, you have to take advantage of strategies like this. So here's another thing, one more strategy, which is sometimes people complain about the investment options, and I get that. You know, some plans are going to have, you know, I've seen as little as 7 to 8 options for investment choices, all the way up to 20 or more, right? And it really just depends on the employer. So, you know, you can tend to avoid some fees, which you typically don't see. They get passed through. America's Best 401k is a good resource for you to put your plan in and see what the average cost is. Don't get too hung up around the axle on that. However, I will say you get to the age of 55, right? And you've got, let's call it $1 million in your 401k. I've seen this strategy work before. And you want to work another 10 or 15 years. You don't know. You're just kind of gauging it, right? And one thing you could do is roll over a portion of that 401k into a separately managed IRA or Roth if you choose to pay the taxes. It's called an in-service rollover. And this gives you a way to get out of the plan in those confined options and roll into an IRA or a Roth IRA that you can manage, or an investment manager or a wealth planner can manage for you, that gives you a bigger set of options. From a tax standpoint and tax strategy standpoint, it can be pretty beneficial for you. So let's say you think taxes are going up in the next 5 or 10 years for whatever reason. Maybe you feel that way. That's been the trajectory of the tax code, blah, 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 whatever. It may behoove you to do the in-service rollover on your 401k, convert that to a Roth, pay the taxes right then, and then enjoy tax-free growth for the remainder of the life of that money, right? You may even segment that, put some in an IRA, pay no taxes on it, just roll it into an IRA with the in-service rollover option, and then put some in the Roth. And then you're setting the stages for your drawdown strategy on how you're going to take from the assets in your retirement. So these are all just neat little planning tools that allow you to have several buckets of retirement income, and you draw down based on priority, based on tax consequence, based on other sources of income, yada, yada, yada. So those are some things to just kind of think about. And I think, you know, what you want to kind of, as an overarching theme or the takeaway from this, is that the employer 401k can be an excellent tool that usually provides one of your biggest tax breaks on a current basis if you utilize it properly. So as I said in last episode, and I will say in the next two episodes, get the Creating a Walkaway Wealth Guide so that you can have this to follow along. Just go to djhendersonsr.com/wealth-guide. You can download a copy there. Just put your name and email address in, and I'll send it right over to you. You can also dial 214-699-7599. I'll get you a copy so that you can have it. That's my free gift to you. Put a lot of thought into basically those five ways to avoid I would say sabotaging your Creating Wealth plan. You want to build that margin. You want to do all those things that are going to allow you to enjoy the relationships and the life that you want when you stop working for someone. And so that's what I want to help you get to. So hopefully that is helpful. Hopefully we will see you back for part 3 next week. Take care. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.